Here it is live from Say What You Will Radio Studios in Mesa, Arizona. It's the Pops and Low Radio Show with your hosts, the purveyors of odd news, Pops and Low.
All right. Thank you, Andrew Jones, for that awesome intro. Well, welcome to another Pops and Low Radio Show. I'm your host, Pops, and to my right, as always, our lovable co-host, Low. How are you, Low?
Doing well, doing well. And yes, to answer your questions, definitely we are live right now.
We are live.
This moment.
That's exactly right.
Everything I say is happening as I say it.
That's right. There might be a slight delay in the show. A slight delay. But
It's like a 10-second kicker or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. But hey, special announcement tonight. We have producing the show tonight is Ray.
Hello.
How you doing, Ray?
Good. How are you guys?
Oh, we're awesome. Yeah. So excited to have you producing the show. So Ray is actually going to be monitoring the comments and producing the show and all that type of crap. So yeah, we're getting official.
Official.
I mean, you know, it's not like we hired an intern. It's family members, but you know,
well, that's
we're official as we can be.
That is exactly right. And speaking of official, we have a smorgasbord of odd news today.
He's trying to break out the vocabulary already.
That's exactly right.
Early and often.
Now, you got to love smorgasbords. And that's what I was, that's why I brought that word into it, because I don't think we have enough smorgasbords.
I'm going to need you to stop saying that word. It's one of those things where you say it, and the more you say it, the value goes away, right? And then you start questioning, is it really a word? You know what I mean? You say it over and over and over again.
Now, I don't know who's watching, but anyway, if my brother's in the room, if Dave Smith is in the room, he'll remember my dad used to take us to a smorgasbord.
To a what?
A smorgasbord.
To a brouhaha?
Yeah, and... we witnessed, there was a smorgasbord up in Monroeville, Pennsylvania.
Ah.
And these women were stuffing, like, rolls in chicken wings in their purse. Because you weren't allowed to take any food out.
See, that's the downfall of being a man. You don't have the purse to stuff food into.
Right. Everybody calls it a buffet now.
Ah.
You
before
see.
Before, it was a
smorgasbord. It was a smorgasbord. And, yeah, so all these women were stuffing food from the smorgasbord into their purse so they could take it.
Would you consider it a plethora of food into their purse?
A plethora.
It was definitely a plethora.
Stephanie says plethora is a good word too.
Oh, is that Stephanie Lindley from Nashville?
From Nashville.
Excellent. Welcome to the show, Stephanie. Glad you made it tonight. Yeah, she's from Nashville. Mm. All the way down there. I wonder if they've got smorgasbords in Nashville.
They probably have buffets.
Yeah. Do you ever have you ever eaten at a smorgasbord?
Right. No, a I buffet. Mean, plenty of buffets.
Yeah. Plenty of buffets.
No smorgasbord, unfortunately.
I forget the name of the smorgasbord
they
we used
probably,
to go to.
They probably just got tired of advertising with that word, right? Like they called it like old country buffet, right? They're tired of adding the extra language in there for old country smorgasbord.
Yeah.
So they just were like, we'll just can it and call it buffet.
You think it is?
Yeah, because people probably got tired of saying smorgasbord. Smorgasbord. See, it's starting to lose its value. I don't want to hear it.
It's starting to lose its value. I'm telling you. Well, I mean, that was what it was all about was value. All you could eat.
I mean.
As much as you could eat.
You know, I like that.
Well, listen, if you want to be a caller on the show, if you got your favorite smorgasbord story and you want to share or anything, that's odd.
Change
the number
something up.
602-475-2000. I believe the number's at the bottom of the screen. And feel free to give us a call. We always enjoy callers, even if, you know.
We don't always enjoy callers.
Not always.
But
not
we encourage
always.
Them.
We encourage them, but we don't always enjoy them. So, yeah, Ray, so are you going to show the audience that you're here today? There you are.
Hello.
So, yeah,
hello,
there everyone. She is. And to Say What You Will Radio Studio producer booth over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Over so, here? Over. On the other side of the room?
No, you're in a booth.
I can't. I'm not. Yeah,
it's
enough
all.
To,
yeah.
Right. This is professional.
But yeah, yeah, yeah. You're not just on the other side of this table.
She's no. on location in a separate office all. Altogether
Never.
With her own brand new Mac and things like that to produce the show. It's official.
Yeah, she's rocking the blue Beats.
Right. Those are brand new. Just brand issued new. Those to her.
Just
and yeah, her salaries. Yeah. You know.
If you mean we've dug them out of a box.
Right. And it was her box from, you know, seventh grade. So, yeah, that's our budget.
All right. Well,
if you guys feel like donating to the show, let us know, please.
That's right. Any comments in the comments section, Ray?
We had Katie say hi.
Oh, Katie's here.
Hello, Katie.
Yeah, that's right.
From
Nut Tree Designs. That's Katie Nussbaum. And I understand there's an announcement.
Breaking news. I don't know if they all want it out there, but hey, you know what? I heard from little birdie being Katie. I mean, you know, sorry. Her and Kyle are having their second child.
How awesome is that?
Congratulations.
Yeah, get that little volume there. We got to hear the...
Let's rock it out.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
All right.
Yeah, so congratulations, Katie and Kyle, on baby number two. I don't know. I hope we're not outing her.
Man, yeah, you know what? Don't share information to me the day of the podcast if you don't want outed.
That's exactly right. All right, shall we get to the smorgasbord of odd news?
No, we should get to the buffet of odd news.
The buffet of odd news. Well, either one. This either
2021.
One. Speaking of buffets, lobster. This is a story about a lobster.
A lobster? You said a buffet.
Well, I mean, lobster's now I'm involved. Confused. Well, no, no, no.
All right, reel it in.
Reel it in. Sorry to confuse anybody, but a headline. Massachusetts lobster diver survives being swallowed by a whale. He says, I was completely inside.
Yeah, I'm going to let that ride out.
any comments?
No.
inside of the whale.
That's right. It's Jonah, like Jonah. Whale,
yeah.
Jonah.
Just like Jonah. Yeah, a commercial lobster diver says he was swallowed whole by a whale off of Massachusetts coast Friday, but made it out alive with only minor injuries following the life and death encounter.
Okay, so explain what your time in the whale was like. That's what I need to know. I need to know, like, you know, minor injuries. My big ultimate question is the thing we're all thinking. How did you get out? Did you get out the way you came in, or did you go through the process? Whatever that process was, did you find yourself shooting out of the water hole, or, you know.
The front door or the back door?
Right. Where'd the grill go? You feel me? So, yeah.
How large was the whale as well?
Yeah, how large was the man?
This is true.
This whale Michael, that's will be freaking dick. That better be freaking huge.
Michael Packard, 56, of Todd Wellfleet. Packard. Yeah, Todd Packard.
Todd Packard.
Hey, is Hillary in the room?
Dave Smith says, sup, homies. Never heard him say that, but sup.
Oh, Dave Smith is in the room. So, Dave Smith, now that you're in the room, I don't know if you heard the original question, but do you remember going to the smorgasbord when we were kids and watching the women stuff food in their purses?
Oh, man. I'm telling you, that's a great idea.
Yeah,
it's brilliant. You know, I paid for all I can eat, and I can eat more. I just have to take it with me.
They would walk up to the smorgasbord with their bag, like their big purse, and they'd be putting things on their plate. And then they would take one and put it in the purse.
And then just dump the plate. And then just refill the plate and then dump the plate. See, I'm telling you.
I forget what it was called, though. I cannot remember the name of that smorgasbord.
To be fair, okay, we did do that in college on our meal plan.
Yeah, right, right. Because
we had, like, a buffet, right? But I didn't have a purse, obviously. So we'd do it in, like, plastic grocery bags.
Why is it obvious?
I mean... You know, it's 2021. I got to clarify. It's obvious that I don't have a purse, okay? But, yeah, so we would do that because, hey, food plan covered that part.
You're exactly right.
Doing them right now.
All right. Well, yeah, Michael Packard, 56, of Wellfleet, was released hours later from a Cape Cod hospital following his scary encounter with a humpback whale. He told WBZ-TV he was 45 feet deep in the waters of Provincetown when the attack occurred.
Why? What were you doing
going after
exactly 45 feet deep?
Going after lobsters. He initially thought the whale was a shark, but realized he was wrong when it didn't have any teeth or pain. All of a sudden, I felt this huge shove, and the next thing I knew, it was completely black, Packard recalled Friday afternoon, according to the Cape Cod Times. Quote, I could sense I was moving, and I could feel the whale squeezing with his muscles in his mouth.
Yo, that's funny. I want to know what the big shove that he felt is. Because, like, if it was, like, you know, a suction or something like that, but, like, if he got shoved, wouldn't he be facing towards it? Wouldn't he see it happening?
I don't know.
Right? I mean, unless, again, I don't know how big the whale is. Kyle said he saw a picture of him on Instagram. He said he's an average-sized dude. He looked completely free of injury in the ER bed.
Interesting.
I can imagine that. Like, like, and just going through your head, am I really inside of a freaking whale right now? Like,
I mean, the guy could be lying, too.
That's my thing. It's like, is there anyone to validate? Did he have a swimming buddy, a lobster guy? No?
Okay. Interesting.
Question.
He says, I was completely inside the whale. It was completely black, he added. I thought to myself, there's no way I'm getting out of here. I'm done. I'm dead. All I could think of was my boys. They're 12 and 15 years old. Packard said, notice he didn't mention his wife. Huh?
Maybe a rift there.
Huh?
That's something we need to get into. That's odd.
Yeah, there's something going on. See, I think this is where the story unfolds.
Ah.
See what I'm saying? It all falls apart right
here. Right.
Packard said he thinks he was in the whale's mouth for about 30 seconds. He was able to breathe because he still had his breathing apparatus. Yeah, so he got eaten by a whale and was able to hold on to his scuba gear.
Hey, you know what happens? I mean,
yeah,
I guess.
In an effort to save himself, Packard said he began shaking the whale's head before the animal surfaced and ejected him. In a Facebook post, he said, "The whale spit me out," and that he escaped with bruises and no broken bones.
Okay, he said he was shaking the whale's head. Yes. I mean, buddy, first off, you don't know where you're located, right? You said it's pitch black. You don't know what you're shaking.
Something just gobbled you up.
He, like, put his hands on the walls of what he thinks is the whale, right? And just started, like, what? I mean, come on.
And he was conscious enough to think, oh, well, there's no teeth or anything, so I must be in a whale, not a shark.
Like, not inside. And, like, you know, obviously I'm still alive, so, I mean, that dude could have just got trapped in a freaking underwater cave or something and it kicked him back out because it's undertow or whatever. You know, who knows?
That's exactly right. Packard's mate, Josiah Mayo, plucked him out of the water and headed back to shore. Fox News. Now, okay, see, now he's got
a
buddy.
There is a corroborator.
Well, he's got a buddy, of course, that's corroborating. Okay. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you got to have to, you got to at least have one witness. Fox News has reached out to Packard, but has not heard back. Of course not. Experts told the newspaper that humpback whales are not aggressive animals, especially towards humans. Based on what was described, this would have to be a mistake and an accident on part of the humpback, said Jokey Robbins.
Yeah, because they only eat the little itty-bitty grill, right? But they eat, like, large amounts of them because they swim all together.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it would make sense if it was, like, opening its mouth to eat them and he got in the way, but, like, I feel like that's just so specific.
Yeah. Yeah, anybody watching the show, have you ever been eaten by a whale?
Yeah, me personally, not really.
No? Any comments in the comment section?
We do have an update.
All right,
Uncle
go ahead.
Dave, he said, Oakhurst Tea Room or PJ's Buffet for the possible smorgasbord.
PJ's Buffet. The Oakhurst Tea Room was over near, that was up near the ski lodge. Seven Springs.
The Seven Springs.
Yeah, this one was in Monroeville, and it was it was actually called something smorgasbord. And it was up on Monroeville Boulevard. And I think it's now one of those teppanyaki places.
Those are solid. Those are solid. For those that don't know where Monroeville is, it is in Pennsylvania, just east of Pittsburgh.
That's exactly right.
Yep. We tend to forget that people in here may not know.
Yeah, it was somebody's name. It was like Benny's Smorgasbord.
That's a terrible name for
Lenny's
place.
Smorgasbord or something.
Somebody,
like that.
Any.
Levin's. Kenny, Levin's. Danny, furniture and Smorgasbord. I don't remember.
Jenny. List goes on.
I don't remember.
Stephanie Lindley said, I am so cheap at restaurants. If I have leftover steak or barbecue or whatever, I order an extra basket of yeast rolls and make sliders and stick them in my purse for lunch the next day. That's a move.
That's brilliant.
That is a great move. Because, especially steak, like, you pay for
you
that.
Got a squeaky chair. Dude. Man. We got to get you a new chair.
I'm a grown man. We got to sit in the other chairs. These are not built for grown men.
Speaking of grown men, we were talking off air about the Widow's Peak.
Ah, see, he had to bring it up. I knew it was going to happen. I knew it. I just freaking knew it.
Yes, the Widow's Peak.
Everybody out there who knows me on some level probably knows I don't have a solid hairline, all right?
Well, you know. Hey, it happens to the best of us.
And it's... You know what? The hairline, it's just kind of like forming this little line in my head. So I'm basically going bald. All right. There we go. Cat's out of the bag.
I told him he ought to just take off the widow's peak and just go with the five head. Full-fledged five head.
Nah.
Not interested.
Nah. I'm telling you, the day I commit to it, it's bald or nothing. Because
we're going to save this story for later, I think.
Kyle says, take the hat off.
No.
Oh, being called out by Kyle.
Nary. You can imagine it yourself. You know what bald people look like. I'm getting there. That's all I can give you. That's why I do wear hats on the show. So if you guys know a good hat company and you guys would like to sponsor the show, please let me know. I would encourage it.
Jen actually blames the hat because you.
Yeah, a lot of people blame the hat, but
Jennifer Strauss is in the room.
I agree. Okay, back here, yeah, that's on me. That's on the hats. But this little middle thing, that can't be. The hat doesn't even make contact. Like, it's like a huge, anyways. I'm getting upset. Anyways.
She's the purveyor of crack attack. That's right.
I'm glad you kind of paused after crack. There. Oh, did you crack hear it?
Attack. Yeah, 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 yeah.
She's the purveyor of crack.
Attack.
Attack.
Great Feather Farm crack attack. Absolutely. Right. The best lotion in the world. The best. And if you haven't tried it, you got to try it because it's all natural. Nebraska man, you know, we've talked about multiple different Guinness World Records.
Yes, we have.
Yeah, right?
Right.
And we've talked about some of the odd, you know, Guinness World Records out there. The low-hanging fruit, I believe. What's Mr. Rush? What's his name? His first name?
David Rush.
David Rush.
That did the 4,000 ball tosses or whatever.
Yeah, the sponges to the face.
Sponges to the face. That's not low-hanging fruit. We discussed that. That's painful. Got to work for that.
A Nebraska man has set a new world record. A new world record by completing 60 skydiving jumps in 24 hours.
60 and 24? That can't be healthy.
No, but listen to this. Here's the kicker. Naked.
Ah, now, he's done it. Now I'm interested. Now I'm interested. At first, I was like, wow, that's really impressive. What a feat. What a good. Wow, that's really cool. Now I'm like, wow, you're just an idiot.
Yeah, so 60 skydiving jumps in 24 hours wasn't enough. He did it in the nude.
Because he's like, you know what's a thrill? Naked. Falling towards Earth, everyone looking at you.
You know, have you seen when skydivers and their face is like going, blah, 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 you know, in the wind?
We're not going that route. And I'm telling you, this went from a really good odd news story to a perversion real quick.
Hey.
Because this went to this guy's personal affairs.
That's exactly
rather
right.
Rather than just a cool feat of a Guinness World Record. Like,
that's right.
60 skydives in 24 hours is insane by itself. But no, you know, it's not enough for him.
No, exactly. Well, if you just tuned in, we have a new producer on the show. Her name's Ray. Ray, how you doing?
Hey, how are you doing, guys?
Hey, it's pretty good. Yeah, there she is.
Hello.
Yep, she's over in the producer booth.
Producer booth?
Yeah.
Official.
In the Say What You Will radio studios.
I do not mean to laugh in the middle of that. Bob Myers put wrong ripcord, and that just got me. This has got me bad. Wrong. Oh, my Lord.
We have a wrong ripcord story. Ray and I do.
We absolutely do.
Yeah. If you're familiar with Kennywood, they've got this, the Sky Coaster.
I remember.
Right? And it's like a giant bungee cord. Remember that, Ray?
Mm-hmm.
And so we did like a tandem thing. Mm-hmm. So
we were strapped together.
We were strapped together. And
yeah, you guys are side by side. And it's like that, what do they call it? A pendulum.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But they pull you on a cable
right, all
the way up.
Real slow.
And it's really high. It's extremely high. And it's a lot higher than you realize it. And you're up there, and then you have to pull the ripcord. But there were two ripcords.
Two.
One was on her little suit.
Yeah.
Okay.
And one was on my suit. Ah, but the one on my suit was to my right, so it was like it was in between us.
Yeah.
Right?
So we assumed.
It was assumed that was the right ripcord. So I'm yanking the ripcord, and they're telling me, they're yelling at us from the bottom, pull the ripcord. So I'm ripping the rip, and it's not, I'm like, it's not doing any, I'm 1,000 feet in the air screaming at them, telling them it's not working.
Blood rushing to your head. She's like, what's this?
Exactly.
Boom. Gone.
She says, maybe it's this. And she yanks her ripcord, and immediately we start falling, and I'm thinking to our death.
Yeah, if this you're like, that's the ejector cord. That's not the, that's the
she just
emergency.
Pulled the get out of the suit cord.
Right, this is a everything's on fire, let's bail cord. Yeah, this is a firefighters can't reach us, let's fall to a trampoline cord.
And I thought for sure, for the next 8 seconds of my life, I was going to be splattered on the pavement in Kennywood.
Man. Mm-hmm. It was like that, the slow motion running and Baywatch and all that.
Dun, yeah. Dun, 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 but then as soon as we felt the tension of the big rubber band.
Oh, my God.
I was.
We were back.
We were back.
We were alive again.
Oh, man.
But I screamed like a little sissy girl.
Yeah, I'm sure. I would like that footage if possible.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I wish we had the footage of that. I really do. Because I went from dad to total wimpy.
You're like, forget her, I'm falling.
Yeah, I thought we were falling to our death.
Oh, yeah, we're falling separately. I can do nothing for you other than scream for myself, my own safety.
That was pretty terrifying.
It was absolutely
Yeah, but terrifying. She held it up. She held actually better. You know, yeah, she was.
Well, you know,
she took it better than I did.
I think it was a little bit more of like, okay, this could possibly be it, and then I did it, kind of a thing. I like prepped myself for it, and you were just
see, that's so selfish of you. She's like, this is probably good. Wow.
See, for me, out of there. For me, I would rather so much take it just like out of the blue than have to like.
Absolutely not. No way. That's like somebody being like, hey, you're gonna get killed at some point today. But you don't know when, right? Wouldn't you rather prep? You don't know if that's the right cord. Nah, I'm taking preventative measures. I need to know.
Absolutely terrifying. And I promised I would never do it again. But, you know, things change.
Uncle Dave just said he wrote it with Ethan, too.
Oh, nice.
Did your ripcord do the same thing, or was it just these two dingbats?
It was...
Just these two dingbats,
huh? Probably just us.
Man.
Probably just us. All right, so Nebraska man, he makes 60 naked skydiving jumps in 24 hours. His name is Ryan Kanoff of Omaha, said he contacted Guinness World Records about setting the record for most naked skydiving jumps in 24 hours. Like, that's a thing. How's that even a thing?
It's not. It's most skydives in 24 hours. We have to add on the fact that he was naked, so if anybody wants to break the record, you also have to be in the nude. Like... That's just them being specific about what record it is. It's not a thing. I'm done with this show. That was terrible to hear. Dear God. I feel like I need to clean my ears or something. That was... Oh, God. I can't believe... I
know. And the group said he would create the new world record category if he performed at least 25 jumps in that time period. Kanoff said it's an informal tradition for skydivers to perform their 100th jump in the nude.
Fine. But you only did 60 in 24 hours. You didn't have to do them all.
Well, that was his thing, I guess.
Yeah, it is his thing. It's his thing. You're not just doing it. It's like those people we were talking about a while ago. They had that naked bike ride in Oregon or whatever.
Yeah, they did one in Philadelphia like a week or two ago.
Tools.
Like, yeah. Oh, and by the way, if you plan on participating in the naked bike ride in Philadelphia, you are required to wear a mask, just so you know.
You know, because...
For health reasons.
STDs don't matter. But COVID does. Herpes? That's right. Sure.
Bob Myers says that wasn't in my Guinness Book of World Record.
That's not
when I was a kid. Yeah, I didn't see that.
That's not an updated version, man.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my.
People are stupid.
Yeah. Well, Kanoff said it's just,
If you're the guy with him, right? Like, because your first jump, you don't do solo. Did he do the first jump with a guy like that?
Well, I'm sure this wasn't his first day at the rodeo. I'm sure he's done his whole tandem jumps and all that type of stuff. And now he's,
So
now he's on his own.
Or you're the pilot taking him up. Like, dude, why? Like, just put some freaking clothes on. Put on a flight suit, a squirrel suit. Like, don't, what?
Yeah.
He says, nobody needs to see any oysters and dogs flopping around.
I'm saying.
Oysters.
Come on.
How'd you get the bean above the Frank?
Yeah, nah.
Let's see. Yeah, that's right. Well, how? Because you jumped out of a plane. That's how. And came up with the idea to set the naked skydiving world record as a fundraiser. Okay, for mental health charity after a recent death of a friend. He said, my friend that we lost to mental health issues. Well, you know.
Look, You're bringing awareness to mental health. You need some help, buddy. Yeah. I don't care what your reason is. Put some freaking clothes on.
Sex sells.
Look, but that's not what that is. Nobody's like,
okay.
Yeah, well,
you
like,
you think that way?
Touche. I think it's weird that he jumped out naked. So maybe I'm in the wrong. It's me.
Who knows?
I'm too traditional. You feel me? That's crazy.
He says, my friend that we lost to mental health issues was about that close to his 100th jump. Close enough that he talked about it all the time, and he didn't get to make it. So I'm out here for him and a lot of other people that we lost. Kanoff ended his attempt with 60 completed naked jumps over Weeping Water, Nebraska. His attempt raised money for the Movember Foundation, a charity dedicated to men's mental health and suicide prevention. There you go. So at the end of the day,
it's positive.
It was all about raising money. Mm-hmm. Yep. Raising money. For Movember. How about that? That's pretty good. I mean, you know.
Kyle wants to know, how much money did he raise?
Mm.
How much money did his nakedness raise?
It didn't
clarify.
Say.
Yeah, because it probably didn't raise a lot. They were like, I don't want to deal with that.
That's exactly right. It didn't say. Well, you know, everybody is born. Well, not everybody, but, you know, occasionally there's birth defects. Right.
Okay.
I mean, would we agree?
Everybody's different.
Everybody's different.
Conclude the segue. Keep rolling.
Yeah, everybody's different. I should give a shout out, though, before we get to the next section, I should give a shout out to Sherry Espinoza and the Espinoza Group. If you live in Arizona and you're looking for either to sell a home, buy a home, or invest in some property, check out azhomesbysherry.com. Right now, the Arizona real estate market low is crazy.
Yeah, it's insane.
It's insane. I mean, I've never seen it like this before. A lot of realtors haven't seen it because they haven't been in the business that long. So if you're looking to, like I said, sell or buy a property in Arizona, you don't want to just kind of, you know, flip through the phone book.
You don't want to fly naked through the air.
Bingo. And you don't want to just use somebody's realtor because it's like your brother's uncle's, you know, mailman's cousin's wife nephew. Just got into it. You know, right. That's... You got to have a trusted real estate agent.
Yep.
Sherry's been in the business for over 20 years. She knows how the Arizona market works, and she's going to treat you like a friend. So check her out. Check all of her listings out at azhomesbysherry.com. And yeah, so check her out. She's awesome. azhomesbysherry.com. Sherry Espinoza, the Espinoza Group. All right. So birth defects. And I don't, you know, everybody has. We all have different birth defects, right? Even though
all of us?
Some of us.
Birthmarks.
I mean, birthmarks, birth defects, like, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
First like, off, okay. I'm not gonna tolerate that. This is your first day. Okay. And you guys just slander me like that. Okay. Second off, I've had this until I was 26, damn it. I had beautiful hair before this.
That's true. I lost it sooner than you did. Yeah, I knew. I was hoping I would graduate college with some hair.
Well, I didn't even graduate college.
Yeah, so. And I did have a little hair, even when I got married. I was 27, 28 when I got married. And, yeah, it was all gone. It was gone.
I mean, so, good to know. Like, maybe I'm ruling my time frame back a year.
Yeah.
Oy.
Anyway, the story, the headline, kitten born without a butthole. I can't even read.
There's only two people on the earth, the kitten and Kim Jong-un.
Kitten. Remember that. Kitten born without a butthole gets one grafted in surgery.
You grafted? They're like, here, let me just rip you open a new one. Literally, let me tear you a new butthole. Like, God.
Dora is a little black and brown tortilla shell. I don't know how to say that. Tortoise shell. Kitten from Toronto, Canada, who was born sometime in April. She just had one little problem. She didn't have a butthole.
No pooper.
No.
That's a big problem.
That's a problem.
Well, shit.
At least she was born without one. And as you may be aware, having an anus.
A noose.
Is kind of important for some pretty basic bodily functions.
Right. Defecation.
The rescued kitten was being taken care of by the Annex Cat Rescue in Toronto. Her caretaker soon noticed something concerning. Dora was showing signs of severe constipation and vomiting.
The Annex. Recognize the anus.
Annex. Mm-hmm. That's right. Annex Cat Rescue. According to the rescue's foster program coordinator, Jacqueline Chan, it's not unusual for rescued kittens to initially refuse to poop.
Bob said that shit ain't funny.
Any comments yet on the story?
No, not on this story. Just on the last one. Kyle said the harness between the man's legs without clothes on would be painful once, let alone 60 times.
That's what I'm saying. You're flying that thing. Yeah, that's... God.
Oh, my goodness. According to the rescue's foster program coordinator, I just read that. Normally, that would be something that wouldn't be super uncommon and something that there are medical treatments for, Chan said. Dora's condition continued, though. On June 9th, Chan... took her to see a vet. She probably expected to be handed some laxatives or something, so the doctor's reaction took her by surprise. Quote, when the veterinarian was examining her, looking at her anus to take a rectal temperature, she turned to me and said, Jacqueline, I don't think this kitten has an anus.
That's not what he said. That's cleaned up. But here's my thing. You didn't notice before?
There's an old saying out there. that there's no shortage of assholes in this world.
I guess there is. I guess there is.
Apparently there is.
But like my thing is like with cats, they walk around in a way like, you know, regardless. You didn't notice at all?
Are you going to think about looking? I mean, is it going to pop in your head?
With dogs, it's different. With dogs, they have tails, the whole thing. With cats, like, well, they walk around like that. You know, you see it. You don't even have to look. Like,
you're not thinking about it.
I guess that's fair, but like...
Especially depending on how old or how small or... Yeah, that's fair. Because like, if it's a teeny kitten, like, you're not like...
You haven't noticed your cat hasn't shit since you got it? Like,
well, that's what they're saying.
You got a litter box and it's clean? Like,
it was puking and everything, so they took it to the vet.
Oh, man, I just...
I don't know. And indeed, where there should have been a butthole, there wasn't one. Chan was flabbergasted. She said it was a first for all of us. It's not something that we see here at the clinic, and it's not something that Annex Cat Rescue has seen in over 25 years.
Yeah, that's wild. So they've seen it before.
It's honestly a small miracle that Dora survived the first 8 weeks of her life. Passing a bowel movement is kind of important. For example, going just 3 days without pooping can be dangerous to a human.
Yeah, I mean, it can make you, like, deathly sick.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
When I took a trip as a kid, when we took our trip across country, I think I went the whole, like, 7 to 10 days without one. Just never had to.
No, that's not a thing. I'm a 2 to 3 time a day guy. Like, that's a, it's a regular occurrence.
The longest ever someone has, like, not pooped.
Right.
Is 364 days. He was 1 day off of a year.
And he was like, dude, I can't wait. I gotta freaking go. He's like, I'm literally gonna die. Like,
oh my goodness. Oh, 306. Man. I'm surprised you knew that, Ray.
306. Well, I mean,
they talk about random facts.
So, I mean,
right. She's like, my generation is the internet. I know everything.
Uh-huh. Well, it was clear the urgent measures were needed to save Dora's life. The good news is that there was a way the vets could give Dora surgery and graft her an anus of her own. What do you want for Christmas?
I would like an anus.
I want to be a dentist.
Just want my two front teeth. You feel me? Man.
All I want for Christmas.
Right.
The bad news is that this kind of unusual surgery was expensive, too expensive for the rescue to afford. So Annex Cat Rescue did the only thing they could think of. They opened up a case on Canada Helps, a charity fundraising website, and asked their fellow cat lovers for help.
Like a GoFundMe, but Canadian.
There you go. The charity set a goal of $5,300 that could get Dora a butthole.
How do you put that on? We flagged your donation for inappropriate comments. Like, cat needs new butthole. Like,
remove the painful and life-threatening amount of fecal matter built up in her colon, reroute her intestines, and fix an internal tear. To the charity's surprise, they didn't meet that goal.
Interesting.
The story continues.
No butthole.
The story continues.
Jen said, how is that possible? 364 days, hashtag bloated.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine. That's right. That dude's feeling. And like, what are you eating regularly? Because you could you
maybe
imagine?
Just drinking water.
For 364 days?
I don't know.
That's not possible.
Isn't it? You have to eat, huh? You got to eat.
You got to eat, but it's like, it's not like how you have to drink. You have to drink, you know.
All right, well, somebody Google this. I want to read that story. But they didn't meet it. They absolutely crushed it, you see. Mm. See what they did? They left us hanging there. Something about a buttholeless kitten must have tugged the Canadian heartstrings, because just in a couple of days, the rescue raised nearly $10,000.
Sorry you don't have a butthole, eh?
Ricky, my kitty doesn't have a butthole.
Oh, man.
Ricky.
Man.
That was more than enough to pay for surgery. The extra money went towards Dora's solely needed aftercare. She must have monitored 24/7 for signs of any complications. On June 11th, a successful surgery took place. Dora finally had a butthole.
How do you put a butthole on somebody? Just give me that sword over there.
Well, Unfortunately, that wasn't the end of the story. Dora might now have had an anus, but that's not going to do her much good if stuff can't pass through it. And that's just what happened. It turned out that not pooping for 2 months keeps packing excrement into the colon until it hardens to an impenetrable mass, you see. Dora needed another surgery to get things moving along, and that cost more money. The charity turned back to their fellow Torontotorians.
Torontotorians? That's what they call people from Toronto?
Torontonians. Torontonians.
You're Canadian. I don't know.
Yeah. And they dug deep once more. The charity's new goal for roughly $11,000 was surpassed once more. To date, the good people of Toronto have donated nearly $18,000 to save Dora's life.
Save that butthole.
What's it going to cost to adopt this cat?
I'm telling you. Like that.
You can get this one for $65.
It comes with this a brand new
butthole. This one's
$50,000. Whole new intestines. The interior's nice. Come on.
That's right.
Man.
Yeah. On June 14th, Dora had her second less invasive procedure to remove more of the blockage. Annex said in an update to Canada Helps, after the surgery, all they could do was hold on or hold their breath and hope. And the next day, it finally happened. Dora took her first ever dump. See that? Yeah. Brings a little tear to my eye. Question. If Dave Smith or Kelly, if you're still in the room, I saw on Facebook you guys got a new puppy.
Has your puppy taken a dump
yet? And it looked really cute.
Does it have an anus?
Did it come with a butthole? That's my question. Is that optional now?
Right. Did you need new interior? No?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man.
A little bit ago, Kyle commented, I'm quite regular too, but when it comes to going out in the field, I can go 5 to 7 days without.
Bam. For see what real? I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
And then Uncle Dave said he had a butt full of cheese.
That makes more sense. Whole lot of blockage. But God, you would feel so rich.
A buffalo cheese?
Butt full of cheese.
Oh, a butthole full of cheese.
Could you imagine 364 days?
And then
Bob said we better check on the dog's anus.
Bob also said asshole needed, no experience necessary.
Oh, man.
Mickey said, hey, guys, can you spare some change to help my cat get a new butthole?
That's quality.
Yeah. I gotta not even a new one.
That's like passing the jar around the office. Look, guys, I'm going to need a donation from you. My cat's butthole is just missing. It's just missing. It's not like we lost it. It just never showed up. Oh, man.
Oh, boy. You never know what you're going to get when you tune into the Pops and Low radio show.
That's the only thing we can promise you is you have no idea because we don't either.
She's now demanding attention and love from her medical caregivers. At this point, she needs to stay at least another 24 hours for monitoring, but we are hopeful that she can go to her foster home tomorrow to rescue the rescue set on June 16th. Dora's condition is known in the medical circles as an imperforate anus.
You had to come up with another word for non-existent?
Imperforate anus.
Imperforate means lack thereof.
I think it means more of like it didn't form.
Yeah, like perforated. Like perforated paper.
Yeah. No, I understand. Yeah, perforated. I understand what that word means. But the butthole's not there. We didn't have to get fancy. You didn't have to. Come on.
An imperforate.
Lack of anus.
Anus.
Man, would have saved you on.
I think I'm gonna. Yeah, I think I might tell people like when we have our meetings and say something, you know, interesting that we might not know about you. I had an imperforate anus when I was born,
and just let it ride.
Mickey said we could put it on the side of a milk carton.
Or missing anus.
Cat missing its anus. Cat named Lucy.
Oh my goodness! According to PetCoach.co. It's rare but not unheard of congenital condition. In the realm of atresia ani, or congenital malformation resulting in the lack of patent anus, imperforate anus is the most common type. It's a common ailment of mini and toy poodles, Rottweilers, and Maltese dog breeds, but not so much with cats. Apparently, Dora just happened to get a lousy hand when the cards of life were being handed out. Luckily, with the generous help of Canadian cat lovers, she pulled through.
Yeah, I did not think we'd be talking butthole today.
Well,
that's
why we
that's definitely odd.
We keep people on their toes here. She's still very cuddly, sweet kitten. She purrs easily, but she certainly has a challenging road ahead of her, said Chan, adding that Dora's future owner will need to understand that she'll need special care for her entire life. She's a little survivor, and we're doing everything we can to help her because she definitely wants to be here, Chan concluded. How about that? How about that?
Happy if she ending. Didn't.
That's a happy little happy ending.
Happy ending.
Ending, yep. Yep. Oh, man.
Well.
Yeah.
What's next?
I don't know. I mean,
how do you top a good anus story?
Yeah. Right? You know what I'm saying? Well, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
You know? That'd be my luck. I'll never hit the lottery. Never hit the lottery. I can't even win a $2 scratcher. But I'd be the guy born without the butthole.
Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
That's what the cat was hoping for, you know?
Yeah, that was
the good and the shit.
Right? That's exactly right. Well, here's a question for you. And this is the next headline. How many times can you fall into a storm drain?
Seven.
I love the honesty.
Right. Seven times. All right. Bet.
Well, a woman that was found and rescued from a storm drain in South Florida has now been rescued from a storm drain in Texas.
That is unfortunate.
Yeah, very unfortunate.
It kind of makes you wonder if it happened before. To her, I mean, a woman who spent 3 weeks in a sewer system in Delray Beach disappeared in a storm drain in Texas.
Yeah, this is intentional. She spent 3 weeks in a sewer system. She's down there with the sewer people. She's like building a life and trading commerce with them. Like it. It's a whole
the
thing.
Sewer? Is there people such as the sewer people?
There's gotta be if she's down there that often.
People. Yeah. It's the reptilian race.
It's the same thing. We're talking about not going to the bathroom, right, for a week. We're talking about not eating. What do you think she was doing for 3 weeks?
Living with the sewer people. That's where Bane, right, from Batman 3.
That's how he got back up in the city, you feel me?
Yeah, he was living in the sewer.
So, hey.
Well, a woman, Lindsay Kennedy, 43, was posted on the Grand Prairie Facebook page. The post said that they were looking for her. 4 days later, the woman was found by her mom and best friend at a nearby canal.
All right, we're going to check the house. She's not at the house. She's not at the store. She's not at work.
Katie said she's looking for TMNT.
Oh, my God.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, my Lord. Down there with Michelangelo eating pizza.
Kidnapped by the Gutter Gator.
The Gutter Gator. Jeez.
The Gutter Gator. Kennedy told police in March that she went for a swim in the canal near her boyfriend's house as she was curious. And that she wandered through the tunnels before getting lost. Kennedy's family said that a little over a week after checking into a rehab facility in Texas.
Yeah, I believe it. Because I'm telling you.
See, there's always more to the story.
Yeah, that's not something that she did on accident.
Kyle said, I diagnosed her that 100% her fault.
Yeah.
Where she lays.
There's no question. That was a by choice. It's not like she just so happened to slip and fall and slide in there. Like, that's not a thing. Right, it's not like, oh, flash flood warning. I just so happen to get caught in two flash floods and get sucked into the drain area and then get lost.
I like how they just nonchalantly say that it was a little over a week after checking into a rehab.
Just prior to her facility. Stay at rehab. Yeah, no.
She wandered off and was reported missing by the local report. Brady Morgan, who's best friends with Kennedy, said Grand Prairie police spotted Kennedy near a creek, but that when they got closer to her, she slipped into a nearby storm drain.
That's what I'm saying. She's not wanting to be found.
No.
She wants to live there. Here's what's creepy about it. Not that the whole thing's not creepy, but like, if she's down there by choice, what kind of conversation is she having down there? What's going through her head?
Yeah, it turns out that this was all post-traumatic stress from being born without a butthole.
Right. She said, I feel clogged up, so I want to go explore the drains of life. You know?
Never been able to recoup. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Recoup.
Her family used a tracking app to find Kennedy's phone, and they were able to ping her last location. They entered the underground system and began their search. This wasn't the first or aptly the second since she fell in twice. This isn't the first time that this happened in 2021. An elderly man fell into a storm drain earlier this year in January. His neighbor found him after he had fallen 10 feet into a storm drain. Charles Marshall went to take his dog for a walk when he realized the man's car was parked funny in the driveway and that there was no gate on the nearby storm drain. Marshall called down to the man after realizing he was in there. The man who had fallen said he was okay, but he had hit his head.
Yeah, see, that's different. He's not falling. She's literally exploring.
Yes.
Like, this is by choice. I'm going into dark, nasty, guttural areas. Like, nah, I'm not. I'm not cool. That's sketchy. She got some dark stuff going on in her head.
Nikki said she climbed down there into...
Oh my lord.
Poop with Pennywise. And then Bob said, was she naked? Might be going for the Guinness World.
How many
longest
times?
Stretch of drain sewer drains?
Yeah,
walked naked.
How many sewer drains can you fall into?
Right,
while naked,
while also nude.
Yes.
Dear God. Yeah, it's not like she was like swept away and then. Nah, I'm telling you, that was. And they probably like found her like huddled up in a corner, like looking at you all creepy, right?
No, exactly right. Exactly right.
We were talking about horror movies. That's like The Exorcist. Yeah, that's you don't want. I'm not following. You couldn't pay me to be a cop to go look for her. Like, that's the day I'm like, here's my badge. I'm going to go work some local security because this is too much. Like, I've seen people get beat up. I've seen people get shot, but that's something different. I'm not. Oh, man, that's sketchy.
No. Oh,
Buenos nachos. Go.
That's exactly right. Well, what do we have here? Oh, that's some guy on Facebook trying to argue with me.
Oh, you know.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Facebook.
These people have no lives.
By the way, if you guys are checking us out, we're going over to YouTube full time here soon. So
yeah, we keep threatening that.
Reminder. Yeah.
Yeah, let's threaten that every week.
Man.
So, you know, if one story about a butt isn't enough, there's another one. It seems to be a theme today. Psychedelic fungus. How about that? Psychedelic fungus causes, you know those cicada bugs?
Yes. Super loud.
Yeah. They bury themselves in the ground for 17 years
right.
as a larva.
Yeah.
And then they come back. Only to have a psychedelic fungus cause their butt to fall off.
What?
Yeah.
What a twist. What a twist.
You know, right? You wait 17 years.
You're like, yes, I'm free. Shit, my ass fell off. You're going to need to explain more because
well,
it's over my head here.
I know. Fascinating or terrifying times are approaching in several United States states, depending on how much you like bugs. Brood X cicadas are about to emerge from the ground. In case you don't know, we're talking about Brood X is a brood of periodical cicadas in America. These bugs spend 17 years in the ground as nymphs before they emerge as adults to mate. I wonder if that girl thought she was a nymph living in a sewer underground.
We're going to move past that comment.
There are a total of 15 cicada broods in eastern United States. Out of all of them, the brood X is by far the largest. That means that billions upon billions of cicadas are about to take flight and blacken the skies. But what these insects don't realize is that their butts and they themselves are in mortal danger.
I mean, I don't think that's a bad thing for humans, but I need to get to this psychedelic fungi thing. Like, how do you determine fungi is not normal? It's psychedelic.
Well, allow us to introduce it's called Massosporus cicadina. I can't say this, but I'm trying.
You do your best.
Yeah, cicadina. It's a funky little fungus that parasites with gruesome results. Parasitizes?
Parasitizes.
Okay. Jeez, with gruesome results. Namely, it makes their butts fall off.
Yeah, it's so specific.
Yeah.
He says, saw this one on the news. Apparently, this causes cicadas to both be male and female, so they act out sexually.
What?
Oh. Who
Hold
said
on.
That?
Hold
Mickey?
On.
Mickey.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what? Mickey Kentucky.
Yes.
Ah, see? Okay. Welcome to the show, Mickey Kentucky.
Okay, so... What?
And then Dave said, that's how Jerry Garcia died, you know?
His butt fell off.
Oh, my Lord. So you're telling me their butts fall off from some invisible fungi that's all over the United States.
You know, that happens if you unbutton your belly button.
Yeah, right.
Your butt will fall off.
I think I told my 6-year-old that.
Right off.
And then after this fungi that just so happens to be all over the United States, it makes them.
Well, let's read on.
What?
Let's read on. Namely, their butts fall off, and then the fungus replaces it with their own fungal mass. How about that? Or should we say fungal ass?
Fake butt. Faux ass.
No, we probably shouldn't say that. Is that a mind-controlling fungus replacing your butt, or are you just happy to see me?
Did that what they said in the article? Did you come up with that?
No, that's what the article said. I'm not that witty. I'm not that good.
No, that was... Dad jokey. That was, oi.
The massospora infection is a cicada, in a cicada begins innocently enough. The spores make their way into a cicada's body either through food or air. The horror begins soon after, though. The fungus starts eating away at the cicada's insides, munching on its tissues until its abdomen cracks. That's when its butt falls clean off. This is a fungus's golden opportunity. It grows a white chunk of spores and deposits it in place of the missing badonkadonk.
Look at that booty. Show me the booty. Give me the booty.
All gone. Wow. That's something else.
Don't feel too sorry for the cicada, though. It hasn't even noticed that any of this has happened because of its high out of its skull. Oh, it's high out of its skull. So it's totally stoned.
Mickey said... Okay. Sorry, Lil.
No, you're good.
So they emerge from the ground,
hermaphrodite,
only to end up non-binary.
Oh, my goodness.
Christ. I have no comment on that. All right. Anyways, before we get in trouble. I want to know about this fungus. Like, where does it come from? What is it? Like, what is the, like... Because that's so random that it's just everywhere across the U.S.
Well, I don't know if maybe it happens to all of them. I don't know. You see, the massospora produces the same chemical that magic mushrooms do called, I don't know.
If you're out there shrooming, be careful. Your ass might fall off.
Psilocybin. In humans, psilocybin causes a distorted sense of time and reality, hallucinations, and intense sense of unity with the universe, and increased suggestibility. So you can only imagine how the chemical affects cicadas. On top of the psilocybin, researchers have found infected cicadas that add amphetamines. There we go, in their system. Jeez.
You did good, Pop. You made it through.
I'm no scientist.
That was the Kareem the Dream right there.
Yeah, did you like that? The old hook shot.
The old sky hook.
This cocktail of mind-bending drugs essentially allows the fungus to take full control of the cicada. It becomes a willing, zombified puppet of its new fungal overlord.
All right, this is getting dramatic. This is like some really bad spinoff of like some hipster comic. Like, I don't really...
Well, here's the question. This is the question that you were asking.
Okay.
But why would the fungus do all this, you ask? Right? For the same reason that the cicadas emerged from the ground, reproduction. See that?
So it does intensify.
Yeah. So since the cicada doesn't understand that it's infected, it will go on about its unusual mating behavior. Of course, without genitals, it can carry on. It can't carry on its lineage, but the fungus can. Basically, it's a fungal STD. Mm. Oof.
No.
I feel like this is really specific about a freaking bug. Like,
yeah. Ouch. You got to go down to the free clinic. They got to open free clinics up for the cicada bugs.
Yeah, I don't think. Oh, yeah. There's probably tons of cicadas outside of your local clinic.
Well, speaking of cicadas.
And STDs.
Well, just cicada bugs. The FDA has warned us not to eat cicadas if you're allergic to seafood.
Interesting.
Who's eating cicadas anyways? Especially now that we know some psychedelic-ass fungus is in there.
Makes your butt fall off.
Jeez.
Well, a while back, we featured a story about the Brudex cicadas that are emerging in the eastern U.S. More specifically, it was about the psychedelic fungus that makes their butts fall off. See, we just read that. But the fungus isn't the only threat that cicadas face as they crawl out of the ground for the first time in 17 years. Apparently, they also have to watch out for hungry people.
That's disgusting. Look, people are gross.
Yeah.
All right? They eat way too many nasty things. But cicadas?
Well, we know that because the United States Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, felt it necessary to issue an allergy warning about cicadas. Yep. We have to say it, the FDA tweeted on June 2nd. Don't eat cicadas if you're allergic to seafood, as these insects share a family relation to shrimp and lobsters.
Oh, that's freaky. That makes me...
How about that?
Apparently, an anchor on MSNBC or CNN ate one.
Oh. So it's somebody... Huh. Was it like a... Does it say why?
Nope. Angry conservative? Do you have anything else to say?
Hey, Ray.
Angry conservative's in the room.
Go ahead.
Awesome. Google Good to that. See him. Yeah, welcome to the show, Angry Conservative. Glad you're here.
Worth a Google.
Yeah, he's down in Alabama.
Alabama.
Actually, he grew up not too far from the Berg, over right across the panhandle of West Virginia in Ohio.
So if you're crossing the
70, you got to hang a right, and you got to go north in a little town up there. That's where he's from. Hmm. Yeah.
Just in case the whole world is wondering where that guy is.
Well, that's okay. Hey, yeah. I mean, I'm not giving very... The whole
world of all six of our viewers, we love you.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Mickey said, anyone eating a 17-year-old bug deserves what's coming to them.
That's what I'm saying. Like, was Thank that a you dare?
Very much.
It's We should Google it.
Yeah.
That's worth a Google. Because, is it like a, I was eating a sandwich and one flew in.
Have you seen the little crusty exoskeletons?
That's what I'm saying. They're nasty.
They look like freaking aliens. Well, why would you eat what came out of that?
It's the same people that eat crickets. Like, that's weird.
Yeah.
But is it just an animal thing?
And see, this is how we got the COVID, people. You eat things that you shouldn't be eating.
Just stop. That's my PSA. Just stop. Instead of Nikes, just do it. Just stop. That's mine.
Sorry, Ray, you were saying.
Like an animal thing, like an animal instinct. Like you're in the forest, you're hungry, you're starving, it's something to eat.
Like a survivor type of thing.
I eat cows when I get hungry.
But it could be more of like an instinct kind of thing, because my lizard, my lizard, he recently shed his skin.
He did.
And for some reason, they eat it. It's really weird.
Yeah, that's fine, okay?
You but ate your own skin?
People.
Yeah, no, that's weird.
No, I'm saying it's fine that animals do it.
We are animals.
Nah, we're not. We're humans.
We are animals. All right?
I'm not eating my own skin.
No.
Are you?
Some people...
Are you?
Some people pick at their fingers and...
That's the difference, is the intellect.
Yeah. There was a girl in my school growing up that would chew on her hair.
Yeah, people do it. It's just, like, it's weird and it's gross and it's a bad habit, but it still happens. Right.
Well, yeah, it does mean it's excusable.
Eating a bug instead of yourself? Yes, like, that is
we have animal instincts, but I'm not tracking down a deer and just jumping on and start munching. Like, we have processes. You feel me?
Well, I mean, if you're starving, Lord.
No, or, you know, if I'm starving, I'm still not eating a damn cicada.
Bob said, sounds like you could eat enough of them and get stoned yourself.
Ah, the there. Stoners.
He knew it was coming.
The stoners, and next thing you eat a few cicadas, next thing you know, where are you at?
He's trying you're to get in cheap. Yeah, cheap shrooms.
You're in the sewers.
You're in the sewers. Exactly
right. It's my third one this week.
You become a storm drain person.
I'm high in cicadas.
You're living with the sewer people.
Hey, maybe we should collect some and start selling them on the side. You feel me? A quick hustle.
Well, the more you know, if shrimp make your throat swell up, you better steer clear of these yummy, yummy bugs. Yeah, but hold on just a minute here. Let's unpack this tweet, shall we? First of all, people actually eat cicadas. And it's so prevalent that the FDA had to issue a warning. Apparently so. You can even get a whole recipe book dedicated to the bugs.
What?
Yeah.
So it's not a stoner thing. It's just a eat food thing. That's gross.
You know what it is? It's because these things don't come around except once every 17 years. So people like, think they the have to eat it.
It's the rich people thing.
Right.
Like,
it's a delicacy.
Like snails. Like with the whole snail. No.
Yeah. Nah, you couldn't pay me to eat a snail.
See? If these stupid things were around every year, you wouldn't want to eat it.
I don't want to eat it with them never around.
It's just like the Grand Canyon, because it's the biggest canyon in the world. People feel the need to walk into it.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yep.
Huh?
Huh?
We, you know, like we did.
Oh, no. See, you said it. Nah, that's a different relation. You're walk talking about hiking, right? Yeah, that's...
Oh, no. I mean hiking. Yeah, I mean hiking to the bottom of it.
Right.
That's different.
It's though. Just like Mount. What's the big tall mountain?
Mount Rushmore.
No, no,
or not Rushmore. Frickin' frack.
Hillary, Sir Edmund Hillary climbed it. Mount.
I can Everest. There
Everest.
We go.
Thank you very much. Yeah, yeah. Rushmore. People, Rushmore. Because it's the tallest top one. Of the heads. Yeah, because it's.
I need to march on top of those heads.
Oh, by the way, if you're listening to Good Talk Radio, the simulcast, thanks for listening, but we do need to end the show. You can hear the rest of the show on saywhatyouwillradio.com.
Don't press
or you can jump over to our YouTube channel, which is Pops and Low Radio Show.
You better jump on over
and sign.
Yeah.
But thanks for listening. Let's keep the show going. Let's see. So among the recipes or dishes, such as soft-shelled cicadas, cicada dumplings, cicada stir fry, chocolate covered cicadas, and the list goes on. Strange as it sounds by today's standards, cicadas are actually pretty good eating. Gene Kritsky, the Dean of Behavioral and Natural Sciences at Mount St. Joseph University, who has studied the bugs for years, says they have pretty good nutritional profile.
Oh, Mount St. Joseph's Community College is freaking. Part-time teacher decided that that's a delicacy. Yeah? Hey. I don't... Nah. Her last name sounds like Cricket, too. I don't trust her.
Kritsky.
Yeah, Cricket. Yeah, no.
She's one of the reptilian people.
That's she what? Is. Yeah, out there sucking freaking insects down.
Yeah, on a side note, Gene Kritsky was found climbing in the sewers.
Right.
In Texas.
Yeah, licking her chops from a recent cockroach dining experience. No.
Gene Kritsky was born without a butthole.
Right.
Did you know that?
Understandably, because, yeah, she's not trying to get rid of whatever she's eating.
Yeah. You want a new butthole? Eat a few of these things.
Yeah.
Eat a few cicadas.
Your butt Clear falls out. Off. Your butt falls off because of the fungus.
Nope. Your butt falls off.
You don't even need an anus. Exactly. You're just empty. There you go.
Yeah, you don't even need a butthole.
And that is detective work.
They're high in protein and low in fat. Oh, this is keto friendly. They're keto friendly. They're herbivores, so there you go. You're having a declining amount of energy used to go up the food web, Kritsky explains. Whatever.
Cricket.
He adds that female cicadas are better eating than the males since they carry eggs. The male cicada's abdomen is mostly hollow. Well, their butt falls off, so there's not much to eat there. Oh, jeez. What's more, munching on cicadas actually has a long history in the United States, according to Kritsky. They were fairly common fare for Native Americans. How about that? The Cherokee of North Carolina, for example, used to eat cicadas fried in hot fat. That sounds delicious.
It's like a fair treat, but you're not at the fair, and it's not a treat.
Yeah, deep fried cicada. It doesn't
taste good, yeah.
You can get the deep fried Snicker bar, the deep fried Twinkie.
Ooh, deep fried Oreos.
Deep fried Oreos. Now they got deep fried cicada bugs.
Yes.
In hot fat.
Shrooms, right.
They also stockpiled them for leaner times by preserving them in brine. How about that?
Yeah, that would have had to have been some lean times, and I'm still probably picking berries. Like,
wow.
I'm good on that. I might go on a diet just because of that. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think we're good on cicadas. I mean, that article goes on and on and on, but I think we hit the gist of it. Yeah, what do you think?
I'm pretty sure we covered probably more about cicadas than we knew for the past.
The old hook shot.
Kareem.
Don't think we need anything else about cicadas.
No. I mean, I think we know more about cicada bugs than we ever planned to.
Mm-hmm. And their asses.
The more you know. Like,
this is a very educational show.
It is.
Rick.
I see it.
Yeah, absolutely. The theme of today's show, ass.
Mm-hmm.
Naked, in storm drains, cicadas,
no buttholes.
Right.
No buttholes and cats. Anus,
right. Today is That's ass. Right. Right.
Very educational, though. But that's the point of the show. And we learned that you can go almost a year.
Almost a year.
Without pooping.
Without pooping. Excellent. I really want to find that link, that article. Yeah.
We'll have to Google that. Maybe we'll bring that up on next show. Mm-hmm. Any comments before we get into the last?
Donald Malone said hello.
Oh, Donald Malone's in the room.
Don. Yes. The Don.
The Donald.
And then Mickey said, I hear their finger looking good. Deep fat fry.
Mm.
And then Katie said the show's title, Butt Stuff.
Butt Stuff. That's better. That's better than ass. If we put on our YouTube Butt Stuff as butt the stuff. Topic of this, I bet you we'd go viral.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Everything
but. Dot, dot, dot.
And with two T's. Yeah, two T's. Everything but. All things but.
This show is ass, is what we should.
I'm telling you, we'd go viral off the title alone.
Let's see. Ukraine, this is a story out of the Ukraine. A Ukraine's inseparable couple ditches the handcuffs and parts ways. How about that?
Okay.
After 123 days handcuffed together to save their on-again, off-again relationship, Ukrainians Alexandra Kudlay and Victoria, whatever, big long Russian name, have split up, shedding their bonds on national TV and saying the experiment had brought some uncomfortable truths.
Could you imagine?
He's probably over there eating cicada bugs, and she's like, knock it off.
Right. She's like, yeah.
I can't take it anymore.
I can't go down in the sewers when you're up here doing that, getting high. God.
That's right. Alexander Kudlay was oddly born without a butthole.
Right. Coincidence? I think not.
God. Oh, I got him a yes. Like, my thing is like, there you go. We want to talk about more butt stuff. What happens when you got to take a dump?
And you're handcuffed to your
stand outside the door, like
your lady friend.
You're in it together.
That's it.
You're together.
That's what I'm saying. That's too much.
You also got to go to like restaurants that have like the family bathroom, because like if you drug somebody in there with you, then people are going to think, like,
yo. And over in Europe, they have the toilet, and then they got the little bidet next to them too.
Yeah.
So maybe, you know, you just kind of switch.
Oh, you just kind of hang out.
But that's the thing. How do you know which hand is the best to handcuff for a long term thing? Like, hey, hopefully you're right-handed and I'm left-handed. You know what I'm saying?
Well, good point.
That sucks.
Yeah, because if you're both right-handed, whoever has got the right hand in the cuff, that's annoying.
Something as simple as making a PB&J, right?
Well, that's...
Oh, come on. Come over here. Like, no, come on. That's...
Mm.
I just... Yeah, relationships problems.
Well, the young couple from the eastern city of Kharkiv decided to handcuff themselves together on Valentine's Day in a last-ditch attempt to break the cycle of breaking up and making up. Throughout the experiment, which they documented to a growing social media following, they did everything together from grocery shopping to cigarette breaks. They took turns to use the bathroom and take showers. The girl, who initially resisted the handcuff idea, shed tears as she discussed the latest breakup. Quote, I think it will be a good lesson for us, for other Ukrainian couples and couples abroad, not to repeat what we've done, she told Reuters. She also said personal space is what she missed most. Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah,
you didn't see that happening? You didn't see that as a possibility?
Like, even in your own personal downtime, you've worked all day, which, go to work. Like, do you guys work at the same job? But, like, you work all day, you come home. There's never, like, I could read a book on my own.
Mickey says, I love my hubby, but if we were handcuffed together, I'd chew through my arm to get away.
So I'm saying, like, there's no... I just... God.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Pops right ahead. I saw it.
Yeah, and it was making me laugh.
Let's get it.
She says here, she says the personal space is what she missed most, although she also felt her boyfriend did not pay enough attention to her while they were chained together.
Even still? She's like, you son of a bitch. You're always looking the other way. Well, yeah, your breast stinks. I can't. Yeah, I'm tired of your breast stinging in my face.
How can you not pay attention to someone you're handcuffed to?
It's like the in the Holy Grail when the three guys are together. Well, you never brush my teeth. Well, you never do this.
Man.
You got to share hands. Right. You got to do stuff like
that. God, you know? That's terrible.
That's right. We stayed together all day. I did not receive any attention from Alexander because we were constantly together. He did not tell me I miss you. Well,
when is he going to?
How does he have time?
How could I not think about you? You're right there.
He did not tell me I miss you. Well, I would like to hear that, she said. Kudlay said he did not regret resorting to desperate measures to save the relationship, adding that the cuffs helped him understand that the two were not like-minded people.
That's what it took.
We're not on the same wavelength. We are totally different, a 30-year-old car salesman said. The couple plan to sell the handcuffs in an online auction and donate part of their money to charity.
Look, he's a car salesman.
Oh, hey.
You going to work, easy. And you're cuffed to somebody, right?
Oh, that's right.
And you're...
I wouldn't walk walk up.
You're gonna love the interior on this. You know, there's leather seating. Come on over here. I gotta show him the other side. It's four door. You can see lots of trunk space. Come
on. You think he was working though? He probably took a break.
Yeah, he probably got a fat commission check. Was like, let's commit to it.
These weird people who always do this crazy crap are always the people who have like this crazy like trust fund or something.
Right.
Like the people in house building shows who are like, budget. I'm a teacher.
$6 million.
I'm an artist. Right. I have $6 million.
Right.
These people.
Must be nice.
They had their bonds removed in front of Ukrainian TV news channels and a representative from Ukrainian Record Book who said no couple in the world had managed a similar feat. There you go again.
I don't think a couple in the world did that for a week.
Their last photo on Instagram, where they have more than 7,800 followers, showed the couple standing apart, looking at the floor.
Dramatic. Like, just take in, like, just, I just, yeah, that's dramatic. Like,
jump shot.
Kobe.
RIP.
There we go.
Yeah, that's, I mean.
Well, that's it.
If you didn't think your relationship was having problems, but you had to resort to those measures.
Yeah.
What's bad for you? Imagine if that's like physically abusive.
I got to hand it to them for making it that far, though. 123 days. Think about that.
I would literally murder.
That's a long,
it's a third whoever of a year. It was.
Yeah, exactly right. That's a long time. That's 4 months.
I barely want to be with myself that long. That's ridiculous.
See, like, you have been with yourself for your whole life.
You cannot escape
years.
From yourself.
It's no, that's a long you time. Can. Cicadas.
That's true.
Right?
But get in touch with the universe. You're not a crazy person.
Maybe I just spend some time in the sewers. Who knows?
You know. Well, yeah. I mean,
become one of the reptile people.
Right? You feel me?
Never know.
I don't know. That's a long time though. So you got to give them credit. I don't know if I could do it that long. You know,
I'm not staying with a person handcuffed for 24 hours. One, we talked about being claustrophobic. Even though that's not a tight confined space, that's limiting. I'm not.
Listen,
that's
very limiting.
And here's the thing too. Okay, because obviously they had to go. They had to shower together, go to the bathroom together. Right?
That you already got me. I'm out.
The very few women are going to allow their man in the bathroom while they're pulling a number two.
A deuce.
Right? Maybe squeezing out a one. Maybe. But the number two, I'm lucky I'm allowed to be in the same house.
Especially because these people are lucky enough to have an anus, unlike that cat.
Yeah.
So let's say you guys had some... You know, freaking Russian Taco Bell, Ukrainian Taco Bell. Oh,
see,
right?
That's one of, yeah, it's good like, point. Hey,
stay away from me, right? But you can't.
Yeah.
That's a commitment. How does that conversation go? He walks up to her, he goes, so I got an idea. It's going to fix everything.
We're going to cuff each other.
If at the end of the day.
Throw your video up there. Throw your camera on.
So sorry.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
At the end of the day, he was the one that started this whole thing, that proposed the whole idea,
that's
right?
What I'm saying.
So how, at the end of the day, was he the one to be like, "I can't stand you. I don't want."
Right, because bro, you know what I mean? This was your idea.
It was the flop because obviously she was.
It was her. She wasn't getting enough attention.
Yeah. Or.
Yeah, exactly right. He was trying to save this relationship. It sounded like
this makes sense. He goes,
"Yeah,
I don't know what to do. I'll literally do anything at this point to fix it." She's like,
"That's a good point.
Bet." Anything, bet.
Mm-hmm.
Handcuffs, you, me. And he was like, all right, yeah, I'll try it. She's mm-hmm. like, seriously? Puts it on. Done.
Think about that, though. Like, to get through 2 or 3 days.
I'm not getting through several hours. I'm not getting through 30 minutes.
Yeah.
If I'm handcuffed to someone, I better be going to jail because I'm not doing it otherwise.
See, I wish Ashley was here.
Nah.
Because I would ask her, how long would she last handcuffed to you?
I wouldn't blame her. She'd want to kill me.
For sure.
I'm telling you, any person can annoy another person if they're stuck to them. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just not cool.
Everybody needs a little bit of personal space.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Do we?
Doesn't matter if you're the most dependent, like.
Doesn't matter. You could be the most attached person, like this psycho lady mm-hmm. who handcuffed guy didn't say he missed me. Like, nah. Doesn't matter. Nope. You need space. Mm-hmm. She even said, the one thing I miss was personal space.
How can you miss someone if they are there constantly?
Right.
It's not.
He didn't miss me. He didn't miss me enough. Well, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's because he smote you after freaking Taco Bell Ukrainian, you know?
Wow. Any comments that we need to focus on there?
Probably not. Nobody's even
angry
watching.
Conservative said, talking about being a ball and chain.
Ball and chain.
Mickey said, screw that, I wouldn't last 123 minutes.
Yep, see?
Right. I'm with you, Mickey.
Seconds.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
And then Jen said, and that and everyday, daily thing, what's your point? I don't know what that was
about. Clarify.
Yeah, clarify. Yep. What about, like, again, cuffed?
And
your wiping hand. See what I'm saying?
Bob basically said, how do you even get in the car and drive somewhere? Basically, like, how do you do anything?
Yeah. Well, see, I'm right-handed, but I'm a left-handed driver, so that wouldn't be a big deal.
See, but, like, if she had to, like, go to work or if, like, if you wanted to, like...
True. How do you even get in the car? Especially with the middle console.
Mm-hmm. You got to go through the moonroof.
Uh-huh. Or
how do you both go through the moonroof?
Shove them through the car.
No, you'd have to just get in one side and shuffle over.
But some of those middle consoles be...
It's not like the old station wagons where you could just slide.
Yeah, yeah. Like a bench seat.
Ain't no bench seat. That middle console be tall.
It's a crawl.
Yeah. Good point.
That's a big one. The car's a big one. I mean, just cooking dinner. Impossible.
Ugh.
Right?
Because it becomes, instead of like a small rotation, you're two entities having to like...
See? It's like that. That's what it would be.
My goodness. You wrecked that thing.
You did.
I'm telling you, that's exactly what it would be
You're
like.
You're talking in the wrong side of it now.
I'm fully aware because I've turned it over. But that's what it would be like. It'd be trying to get your space at all times.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well,
that's exactly right.
Mickey said, if my hubby used my hand to scratch his ass, it's game over. He's dying.
I'm telling you, man. It's all bad. There's nothing good about that.
Nothing at all.
Nah, I'm trying to think of like any daily routine that goes smoothly. Brushing teeth.
Dave and Kelly, are they in the room? I would want to know, how would he do, how would he fare like deer hunting up in his...
Deer hunting, playing that guitar, anything. Anything.
Yeah. How you climbing up in your little deer stand?
You're not.
Attached to the wife.
Yeah, I'm not.
She's just hanging out over there.
How do you fold freaking laundry? Like,
and how are you pulling the bow too? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's like just impossible.
Just back up a little.
See, you'd have super good strength on it though, because you'd have. Oh, sorry, you'd have the two. You'd have
sorry,
the
I just broke
hands,
the mic. So
you know what I mean? Like, you'd have like the extra hand. Like,
how are you putting on a freaking shirt in the morning? Like,
that's a good question too.
You have to wear the same clothes all the time.
Yeah, I'm not. You're not wearing no long sleeve. It's just not happening.
There's got to be a way. Maybe they would just take it off to get dressed.
I want to know. Did they keep the key? Were they reasonable about things? Like, but obviously not. If they're saying they showered and all that together, why the clothes? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's like. I wonder if you could do that. I wonder if you could do a shirt. How would you do it?
I don't know.
I don't either. Mm. It's tricky.
Like the hula
maybe like
game?
A zip up.
Yeah, the game. Yeah.
Like when you have to like get through.
No, because like even a zip up or button up, you're.
No, you'd still have to get your hands through.
Son of a gun. Oh, this is going to bother me all week. Mm. I'm going to be thinking it.
They're either stinky and lied about showering, or they took off the handcuffs, which is cheating.
They would have to. They'd have to.
Media stunt. We're calling the bluff.
Because about it long enough, you find the holes.
Smorgasbord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the smorgasbord. What was the name of that smorgasbord in Monroeville, Pennsylvania? We never did find the answer to that.
The lamplighter.
It just hit me.
Oh, jeez.
Duff's. D-U-F-S apostrophe S.
Duff's smorgasbord.
Duff's.
Wait, G-U-F-S apostrophe S?
Duff's. D-U-F-F apostrophe S.
Oh, you said two Fs. It sounded like he said D-U-F-S.
Oh,
apostrophe
no.
So I was like, whoa, now we need to talk about that.
I'm going to Google it and see if anything even comes up.
It's worth a Google.
Yeah.
Dear Lord.
Duff's smorgasbord. First thing that came up.
There you go.
I mean, when you search smorgasbord, I don't expect a ton of results.
That was the name of it. Duff's original buffet.
Is anyone even still watching at this point? How many people are in the room?
We got 7 people.
Oh, sweet.
I can't believe you guys are hanging around. I appreciate it.
Oh, they have a Duff's smorgasbord in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, still today.
Onward to Pigeon Forge. What a great name for a place.
Yeah, that's where we had those killer pancakes.
I thought that was Knoxville.
No, that was Pigeon Forge, just outside of, remember?
Oh, it's Pigeon Forge.
Forge.
I thought you said Ford.
No, Forge. Pigeon Forge, and now it's where Dollywood was. Remember that?
Yeah,
we stayed up in the cabin, up in the hills, and then we would come down and eat those amazing pancakes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, exactly.
I would have went to college in Tennessee, what a different world it would
Tennessee.
Be.
Mm. Man.
Good food.
Good food.
Good food. I'll be honest with you, the food in Arizona sucks.
Yeah.
Unless you're like a taco eater and that's all you, tacos. But the food here sucks.
It's a bunch of like chain restaurants.
It's all chain. Yeah. Yeah. Nothing.
There's no mom and pop shops here.
There's not even a smorgasbord.
No smorgasbord.
I wouldn't know, but a smorgasbord
there's
either.
There's some really good like home, like homey like Asian food places, which is really weird.
Yeah, there's a couple. Yeah.
But there's not a lot of like home, mom and pop like
restaurants
kind of stuff. No.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
That's the food truck world.
Yeah.
Yeah, the food. Food sucks here. Yet I'm fat. I'm still fat.
How? What? You? No. You're. Shut it. I don't even want to. We're not even going to entertain this conversation.
I'm fat. Still fat.
Well, I don't want to hear nothing from you, buddy. You don't know nothing about no weight.
Well, anyway, I'm sure these people that are tied to the show probably have something better to do. But we want to thank everybody. Why don't you run through the names of the people, Ray, that were in the room and give them a big thank you for being here.
Or a small thank you. We don't really have to give out big ones. It's
how do I see the whole list of the
people? Kind of just got to scroll with the mouse.
Scroll where?
Here. Oh, my phone's dead. Never mind. I was going to help you, but you know.
Ah, food.
Angry Conservative.
Yeah.
Uncle Stephanie Dave. Lindley. Uncle Dave.
Jennifer Myers. Angry Conservative.
Bob Myers. Bob Kyle Myers. And Katie.
Bob.
Oh, yeah.
Mickey.
Mickey Kentucky. Mickey, that's right. Kentucky. She was here. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
So, yeah, Donald Malone.
Donald Malone was in the room.
Donald's been here.
Yeah. We didn't have any. We didn't have Jacob or anybody.
Nah, that, yeah, I probably would have got a call in on that one.
Yeah, he didn't come in.
All
right, well, we're going to go ahead and end the show. Thanks, everybody, for being here and participating in the show. You make it a lot of fun. I hope you enjoyed the show. We're here every Friday night. Now, next Friday, an announcement. I will actually be in New Mexico. I'm actually going out to visit a friend of mine.
You just announced that to me right now. We just had a conversation before this that you were going to be here, but now you're not. All right.
Oh, well, next Friday?
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, because of the guest.
Because, yep. But that could be rearranged.
Well, we can do it. Yet. We can do it from the hotel room.
No.
I can set up. I'm taking the system.
No, I'm doing it in person.
Oh, unfortunate.
We're good.
All right. Are you all right to postpone?
Don't worry. We'll reschedule. It has nothing to do with the show.
Yeah, because I'm traveling out to see a friend of mine, the Conservative Bear. He's launching the relaunch of the Conservative Chicanos.
Oh, is what's his name going to be there? His buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it'll be name? Chico's Tacos, the Conservative Bear, and Pablo.
Pablo. That's, yeah. He's the man.
Yeah. So all three of them will be out there. I'll be producing the show for them. And we're gonna hang out and just.
They're not even going to let you show your face on camera. You're
well,
all
I don't
there.
Know. I don't know.
Come on.
Guy. Would you?
If I'm going all the way out there.
No, I mean, would you let me show my face?
On if camera? I'm letting you go all the way out there. Yeah. Because that's crazy.
Yeah, exactly right.
Jennifer Myers actually said, New Mexico, you got to go to certain places to eat, okay? I want to see your reactions.
Uh-oh.
Ah.
Sounds like some odd
shoot the
places.
List, Jennifer. Shoot the list.
A restaurant that features cicadas.
I will be in Albuquerque.
Oh, in the Borque.
Yeah.
Mm. In the
Borque. I'll be in Albuquerque. So I'm leaving Friday, so we won't be having any show next Friday, so...
Boo.
I apologize. Oh, maybe, but like I said, maybe I can, maybe we can broadcast from on location. Who knows? You know,
never know.
You guys,
from, till late.
That's exactly right. So,
right.
All right. Well, anyway, that's it for the Pops and Low Radio Show. Thanks for being here until 2 weeks from now. We'll see. Maybe we'll figure out, but we'll see. But
TBD
to be determined. That's exactly right. But anyway, you guys have a great weekend and take care of yourself. God bless. We will catch you when we catch you.